Latter-day Saint Home Educators is pleased to bring you this audio presentation, recorded live during the May 2022 Youth Education Conference held in Orem, Utah.
I'm super excited to be here and talk to you today about, what do you want to talk about? Let's do it. Okay, does anybody have like some big questions to start off with that you want to ask me about? And then I will talk. Yeah.
So I have a question. This actually came up in my seminary class.
Awesome.
So why is it that girls can go out on a mission more than once, but boys can only go once?
Well, see, my husband served a mission when he was younger, and now he's serving a mission again. So technically...
Like on a mission, like the cross-lighting missions that you do when you're 18 more than once. So why is it that the girls can do that, but the boys can't?
You know what? I actually didn't know that they could do that. So information for me. You guys want to go on a mission, like, for the rest of your lives? Yes, because you're the greatest generation of missionaries ever. Any other questions before we get started? Yes. The 18 months to 2 years? That's a good question. The answer is, I don't know, because that's what the prophet says. So, the best answer is, I will do what the Lord commands me. Yes. Well, that's a great question. What brought me to Orem? Well, one day, my husband and I got a phone call from the church office buildings and said, President or Elder Rasband wants to visit with you. It's like, okay. They set it up over Zoom. We met with Elder Rasband, and he did what's called an exploratory interview, where he basically asked us all about our family, asked about my husband's job. He was a dentist. Asked us, so if you could leave your family and your home for 3 years, we can't tell you why, but could you do it? And we're like, sure. And then he says, okay, don't tell anybody we called. We may call you back. We may not. And that was called the exploratory interview. He basically, we said, yes, we'll do anything the Lord wants us to do. And he gave us a temple recommend interview. So that was super cool to have an apostle do that for us. And it was the highlight of our lives. And then a month later, the church called us back and said, President Irene wants to meet with you. And then we're like, oh, now we know what's coming. And so we met with President Irene. So we expected this mission call, because what else do they do for 3 years? It's a mission call. And President Irene, he's so cute. Don't you just love him? It was on Zoom, and he got really close. He came down. He sat really close to the screen. He says, you know why I'm calling. And then he sat back, and he said, so what was your high school mascot? And I'm like, I grew up in a town of 1,000 people. We didn't even have a high school mascot. I didn't know what to say. And then he got really close to the screen again, and he said, the Lord has a problem. He needs more missionaries. And isn't that the truth? And he called us to serve as mission leaders. And then he said, the Lord knows where you're going. We don't know where you're going yet, but the Lord knows where you're going. And you'll find out in a few months. So we got our mission call. This is so backwards to how you're going to do it, but we got our mission call first. And then we had to do all the paperwork, put in all our papers and everything. And then we got, just like the missionaries today, we got an email. And we opened it up, and it said, you are called to serve in the Utah Orem mission. And I was super excited to serve in Orem because I love mountains. And look at this. We were living in Alberta, Canada. Have you guys ever heard of Canada? Yes. Have you ever heard of Alberta? Yes. Have you ever heard of Lethbridge? Have you heard of Calgary? Okay, so we live pretty close to Calgary. If you get on the I-15 and just go straight north, straight above Montana, that's where I live, just an hour above the border. So we were super excited to come to Orem. Now, Orem has 98 stakes. 98 stakes in Orem. It's the highest dense membership of any mission in the entire world. So it's also, the Orem mission is also one of, it's right now it's number two, but often it's the top baptizing English-speaking mission in the world. So this, right? This is the mission field. People are moving to Utah. People are joining the church. People come to Utah. Our missionaries knocked on the door of a young man the other day who had never heard about the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. He had lived in Utah for 5 months. There's a church on every corner in Utah. It's like, how did you not ever hear about the church? Well, he just must not be very observant. But he is now, of course, a member of the Church of Jesus Christ. Okay, well, great questions. Let me see if I can answer some of those questions for you. So I would like to spend some time with you, teaching you mostly how to prepare to serve a mission. How many of you would like to serve a mission? Wow, that's phenomenal. Oh, I will let President Irene know that he has a new army of missionaries on the way. This is so exciting. So what else can I tell you about the Orem mission really quick? So one of the top baptizing missions, our missionaries come here. A lot of our missionaries open their call and see Utah. What am I going to do in Utah? I'm going to be a home teacher and a moving company. And then they get here and they realize that they are missionaries. They are tracting, they are teaching, they are working with members, and they do a lot of baptizing. And it's so fun to be a missionary. Wherever it takes you, and every mission in the world is the best mission. But right now, I say that the Utah mission is the best mission. So preparing for mission is actually a lot like preparing for a marathon. Does anybody like to run? Yeah? Has anyone ever done a marathon? A couple of you? Okay. So would you ever do a marathon just like tomorrow without ever preparing for it? No, that wouldn't be very wise, would it? Probably wouldn't get very far, do very good. So a mission is just like that. You have to spend some time preparing to run that marathon. That 18 months that you would serve is not a sprint. It's actually a marathon. And so preparing for that mission is super important for you. So here's a really duh statement. The greater your preparation, the more prepared you are. Everyone say duh. Duh. That's a duh statement. But here you go. The more prepared you are, the more successful experience you'll have. All right. In Alma, which you guys love Alma. In Alma chapter 17, it talks about some of the challenges of a mission. Are you sure you've read in the scriptures about the sons of Mosiah who went on their mission? And they had a hard time. It says in Alma 17, just take note of it. You can read it later. But it says, you know, they had some challenges physically. They struggled in their body and in their mind. They were spit upon. They went through afflictions. And not to dissuade you from your mission, but that's what a mission is. It's hard. It's not a big EFY. A mission is hard. However, the sons of Mosiah also said they had such great joy. They'd never had such great joy in their lives. And I can promise you that as you prepare and as you go and serve your mission, that all of it is just joyful and so fun. All right, so Alma 17 helps you to know how to prepare. So just write down, Alma 17 teaches you a little bit of things that you can prepare. And you can study this on your own. But in Alma 17, verses 2 and 3, it says this about the sons of Mosiah. They came to a knowledge of the truth. How do you think they did that? Did they go to seminary? No, but they should have. Yeah? Absolutely. Yeah. Bingo. She said they studied the scriptures that they had and received revelation. And that's exactly what they did. And that's how they became great missionaries. So I think that one of the greatest ways that we can prepare for a mission is like the Savior Jesus Christ did. Did you know that there's a scripture that teaches us exactly how Jesus Christ prepared for his ministry in the scriptures? You know it. You know it. It is called the Children and Youth Program. Do you guys recognize this? Yes, you do. Okay. Here is the best scripture on how to prepare for mission. It's in Luke chapter 2, verse 52. Because Jesus is always the best answer to any question. So how do I prepare for a mission? You do just what Jesus did. He said, Jesus increased in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and man. Yes.
Okay, so I have a question that I was thinking.
Yeah.
So for your husband is a mission president, what do you do when you're serving in the mission? What do you do as the sister who is in charge of that? Like, what kind of things do you do?
That's a great question. So my husband is the president, so he has the keys. He has the priesthood authority. And he's the judge, the common judge in the mission. And I do Other than being the common judge, I do everything that he does. I teach. I'm a spiritual leader. I'm not. A lot of people think the mission mom is a mom, does cooking and laundry. That's not what I do. I teach. I teach the missionaries. We go out with the missionaries. When the missionaries struggle with things, and we'll talk about some of those things, we talk to them and we help them. We help to take care of them. That's a great question. What I want to do is go through each of these four areas. You already know them, but let's go through them specifically about how to prepare for a mission in each of these four areas. Okay, so I invite you just to feel the Spirit prompting you. I'll give you lots of ideas, but you write down some of the ideas that you have on how you can best prepare to serve a mission. Okay, some of the things that maybe you need to start doing, or maybe some of the things you need to stop doing that's going to help you to get ready to serve a mission. Because remember, what did President Irene say? The Lord has a problem. He needs more. Yes, and especially sister missionaries. We love sister missionaries. We only have about 40 sister missionaries in our mission, and we want more. So, what a mission president and companion wishes that you all knew before you came on a mission. Are you ready? Okay, Jesus grew in wisdom. What does that mean? No, you nailed it. Yeah, absolutely. He learned. Jesus learned. So, what are some of the things that you can learn to be a good missionary? Well, we have what we call the mission library. Our missionaries' library consists of a few books. What do you think the first one might be? The Book of Mormon. Absolutely. The Book of Mormon is the sickle of the gathering. You know what a sickle is? Yep, yes, exactly. It's exactly a scythe. It's, you know, you grow the wheat field and the scythe, the sickle cuts down the wheat. And Joseph Smith, the prophet, said that the Book of Mormon is the sickle of the gathering. President Nelson has repeated that as well. And so the Book of Mormon is so powerful. We get the Book of Mormon into someone's hands, and that's what converts them to the gospel. And you know what our missionaries do? They'll walk around with their Book of Mormon. I don't have the cool just Book of Mormon copy. But you hand it to somebody, and what do? They take it. Thanks. They just take it. So our missionaries just go around and just put the Book of Mormon in someone's hands. So read your Book of Mormon. Know your Book of Mormon. It is the fullness of the gospel of Jesus Christ. The other thing that's in the mission library is preach my gospel. How many of you heard of this? Awesome. How many of you are reading and studying from Preach My Gospel? Yes. Fantastic. Can I suggest that of all the scriptures and everything that's been written in the church, the apostles and prophets have compiled the best of the best, and this is the spark notes of the church, of the gospel. All the best stuff's in here, and it's all outlined perfectly. The plan of salvation, the gospel of Jesus Christ. You know, in the scriptures, you kind of got to go here, and then you kind of got to go here, and you kind of got to go here. The prophets and apostles have put everything into Preach My Gospel just perfectly. So I encourage you to get into Preach My Gospel and just start reading it and marking all the scriptures. Anywhere that they show up in Preach My Gospel, mark them in your scriptures. And you're going to become a gospel scriptorian. We had one missionary that came on his mission recently who had not read the Book of Mormon. And he thought that King Noah was Noah and the Ark Noah. He has since read the Book of Mormon, and he is so excited, and he's learned so much. But if he had come out on his mission having read the Book of Mormon, he would have been just 3 months more powerfully ahead as a missionary having read the Book of Mormon. So Book of Mormon, Preach My Gospel, and of course the words of living prophets and apostles. Did you guys all get a chance to go to some conference recently? Yeah, our missionaries, we focus on the words that we hear from our living prophet. So, that's your mission library. That's where you're going to learn the doctrine of Christ. Yes?
So, when you say that you learn more on the prophets, like the modern prophets, do you think that goes over the Book of Mormon?
No, absolutely not. Because our living prophets and apostles, what do they quote from a lot? The Book of Mormon. Absolutely. Absolutely. So the teachings of Joseph Smith, yes, but definitely our living prophets and apostles, because this is a living church, right? And so we want to, all of our prophets are great, but focusing on the words of living prophets and apostles, teaching people that we have a living prophet on the earth today, they don't know. They don't know what you know. And you guys have the opportunity to go and teach them some of these amazing things that you know. Okay, a missionary's purpose. Who's been to mission prep? A couple of you? Okay, what's a missionary's purpose? You ready? Help me recite it. A missionary's purpose is to invite others to come unto Christ by helping them receive the restored gospel through faith in Jesus Christ and his atonement, baptism, repentance, receiving the gift of the Holy Ghost, and enduring to the end. That's the gospel of Jesus Christ, those five things. So as you learn those five things and as you live those five things, you are going to be a powerful missionary. And you can find all of that in the Book of Mormon and in Preach My Gospel. If you pull out your phone and go to Gospel Library, awesome. Okay, so when you go into Gospel Library on your phone or on your computer, you can go to this little screen, and then you scroll down a little bit, and it says Handbooks and Callings. Okay, it's kind of tricky. Handbooks and Callings. It is blue. It's the big blue one. Handbooks and Callings. When you click on that, there's this nice little one right in the middle that says Mission Callings. If you click on Mission Callings, boom, right there is everything you'd ever want to have on your phone. This is so cool. So, Preach My Gospel, everything, the whole book. Preach My Gospel right there. There's also the Missionary Standards. Missionary Standards. If you want to be a missionary, read through Missionary Standards. It's kind of like the Strength for Youth, but bigger and better, more powerful for missionaries, okay? This is not rules. There's not missionary rules. You guys are going to be adults when you go on your mission. These are standards to live by. You live by the standards, you are going to not just go on a mission, you're going to be a missionary. You're going to be a disciple of Jesus Christ as his missionary. Okay? And then there's some missionary devotionals. And then there's a couple of things we'll talk about, adjusting to missionary life and safeguards. So right there is a really wealth of knowledge on your phone. Okay. One thing I want to point out is when you decide to go on a mission, did you know there's two types of missions? The first one is called a proselyting mission. Anyone know what that means? So proselyting is a teaching mission. You go out and you knock on doors and you talk to strangers and you go and teach people and you help them to get baptized. That's mission number one. There's also mission number two. It's called a service mission. Tell me, who knows what a service mission is? Yeah, there's so many different things you can do. So there's the proselyting mission, which we used to think was a mission, but it's not. There's two types of missions, and you can choose. You can choose which one you want to go to. One is a teaching mission. The second is a service mission. Now, we have a lot of missionaries that come out to try a teaching mission, and it's hard. I've said missions are hard. A teaching mission is really hard. And sometimes they decide that they want to transfer to a service mission, and they thrive, and they love it. We have one sister who transferred to a service mission, and she's working at an equestrian center with horses. She's also one day she's sewing dresses for it's a charity thing. One day she works in the temple. There's all sorts of different options, and it's geared specifically for you and where you live. When you sit down with your bishop and your stake president and say, I want to serve a mission, you talk to them and say, hey, I would like to try a teaching mission, or I really feel a service mission is best for me. What type of mission did the Savior do? Absolutely. So, serving a mission, the Lord, you can serve a mission just like the Savior did with either one of those options, and you pick what's best for you. She's asked, if you choose to serve a teaching mission, and it's not for you, it's not working out, it's hard, your health, sometimes there's health issues, you know, it's hard to be away from home, things like that, then you can switch into a service mission. Absolutely. Good questions. Okay. You go home with a service mission. At a service mission, you live at home, and you serve at home doing different things. And it's different, like I said, it's different for everybody. Great questions. Okay. Jesus grew in stature. So let's talk about the physical aspects of serving a mission. This is something that you need to prepare. So what are some of the physical things you need to learn before you come on a mission? Okay, this is funny. You ready? You need to know how to ride a bike. Or at least on your papers, if you don't know how to ride a bike, put, I don't know how to ride a bike. We had a young man. He came. He's like, I can't ride a bike. I'm like, your papers say you check. I can ride a bike. He's like, well, I didn't think it mattered. I'm like, yes, it matters. This is a biking mission. You need to know how to ride a bike. So just be honest on your papers. If you want to serve in a mission that has bikes, know how to ride a bike. Okay, ride a bike. How to cook. how to clean, how to shop at the store, how to do your laundry. Do you guys do your own laundry? Yes, some of you do. That's awesome. This is fantastic. Okay, some other skills that would be really helpful to know on a mission. Okay, let's see. How to budget, how to exercise, how to sew, how to sleep, how to take care of a cold, the difference between ibuprofen and Tylenol, how to read a food label, how to eat good food. Okay, we had a missionary that came. He, you know, just left home. He's 18. First time away from home. Came out on his mission. Mom's not there to cook his meals anymore. He gets to shop. He gets to go to the store, buy whatever he wants. Guess what he bought to eat? Gummy bears. That's all he bought was gummy bears. So guess what happened to him? He got all gummed up. he got pretty sick. And we had to sit down and have a chat about, okay, well, you need to eat good food to feel good. So, anyway, learn how to eat good food and learn how to take care of yourself. Okay, how to fix a bike tire, how to fill a car up with gas, how to manage stress. Missions are stressful. Learn how to manage stress. Learn how to plan. Okay, here's one. Learn how to live without a phone, a TV, a computer, or social media for sections of time in your life. Okay, when you go on a mission, some of these things that you turn to for, you know, entertainment and stress release, they're taken away from you. So if you're, you know, practice a day without going on to whatever you like to go on, just practice and see if you can cannot be too stressed about taking that away from you. Okay, what else do you think you have to do physically to prepare for mission? Any other ideas? Those were just... learn how to take care of yourself. Learn how to take care of some things like bikes back here. Oh, fantastic. She said be able to walk places. So missionaries walk a lot. And be able to talk to people. If you have a hard time talking to people, well, when you go on a mission, you're expected to talk to people. This is the time to practice talking to people. Going up to a complete stranger and just saying, hi, I like your shirt or I like your hair. And just start a conversation. Learn how to do that. I like that. I like that. So she brought up 2 points. One, again, companionship with a stranger. You have to kind of put up with your companion or know how to love them and have unity. And two, she also mentioned that if maybe your companion is doing something wrong, you have to report that to your mission president. Because if you condone somebody doing something wrong or being disobedient, that's not a good trajectory for them. And you correcting them and helping to correct them and get them going the right way, it could change lives. I love that. Learning to listen to promptings and heed them quickly. Fantastic. Go through. Jesus grew in favor with man. This means social and emotionally. And we've talked a little bit about this already. We know that there's great joy in a mission, but you know that there's also going to be great tribulation and trials. Anything that brings us closer to the Savior is a blessing. And usually those things are big mountains or big challenges in our lives, right? So, I want to talk about two of the issues that we see in a mission the most. The second biggest problem that we see in our missionaries, anyone want to take a guess? The second biggest problem that we see in our missionaries. Okay, guess? Getting used to the customs? That can be challenging for the men. That can lead to the second biggest problem, I guess. Homesickness? Yeah, that's also part of it. Yep. Depression is also part of it. Yeah, the second biggest problem we see in our missionaries is anxiety, mental health, emotional challenges. We see this in both sisters and elders. Okay, so think about how you can plan for your mission emotionally. If you've ever experienced some of these challenges, you know, a little bit of depression, a little bit of anxiety, if you experience some of that right now, it gets bigger on your mission. Okay? So just think about it. This is a really good time to prepare on how do I handle this? How do I take care of this? And so that when you're on your mission and it gets really hard, you have those skills. Okay, so just keep in mind those emotional problems are elevated on a mission. And so plan now to know how to take care of them, okay? The number one problem on a mission for girls, for elders and sisters, is masturbation and pornography, okay? We live in this world where many of you have been exposed to some of these awful things at a really young age. So make sure that you talk to your parents about it. Talk to your bishop. Talk to a trusted leader or your stake president, okay? You will have a really hard time on your mission if these things haven't been talked about and taken care of. So any questions about that? Just keep that in the back of your mind, that we do live in a crazy world. What we're needing to learn now is self-control. And without the self-control, you're going to find it very difficult to have the spirit to be with you as a missionary. So learn to have the self-control at this age, to find that control, to learn that control, and to talk to parents or trusted leaders about it if you have questions. Okay, Jesus grew in favor with God, and this, of course, is the spiritual. And this is one of the most marvelous aspects of the mission field. When you come on a mission, you're going to really exercise spiritual muscles. And as you know, if you just sit on the couch and not use your muscles, what happens? You actually get weaker. When you use those muscles, then what happens? You get stronger. And if you do the work right now as you prepare, and then also on your mission, you're going to become very spiritually powerful and strong. A sister, when you serve a mission, you have built into your schedule over 600 hours of personal gospel study time. And that's going to make you a very powerful disciple of Jesus Christ. You're going to know the Savior really, really well. Okay, so there's a couple of things that we would ask that you come out to the mission field with. You're going to come out to the mission field with your suitcase full of clothes and scriptures and all those kind of things, but we also want you to bring three other things. We want you to bring a love of Jesus Christ, because this is His work. So you're going to need to have a testimony of Jesus Christ and His atonement. And if it's not a burning testimony right now, even just a little seed that you hope and believe that this is true, that's enough to come out on a mission. Okay? So you also need to know, along with that, that you love Jesus Christ. You need to know that Joseph Smith was a prophet of the Restoration, that he was called by God, that that the Book of Mormon is the Word of God, that it was translated by Joseph Smith, and that you are daughters of God. You are daughters of God. And if you know that, you will be a powerful, powerful missionary. The second thing we want you to come out on the mission is having read the Book of Mormon. So if you haven't read the Book of Mormon yet, start now and read the Book of Mormon all the way through on your own. Maybe even 10 times before you get on your mission, if you can. The third thing that would be really helpful to come out on a mission with is with a desire to serve. Do you want to go on a mission? Yes, that's the desire to serve. And when you come on a mission with that desire to come, and not just because someone else wants you to, then you're going to come with that love of Christ, and you will be a powerful instrument in the hands of the Lord to serve Him. You will do more than just go on a mission. You will become a missionary. And that's what we hope and pray, that you will come when you come out on a mission, that it's not just going on a mission. You are going to become a missionary. And it's not just for 18 months. This is a lifetime thing for you to be a missionary. Okay, so those are the four things: to grow in wisdom, stature, and in favor with God and man. So we talked about a lot of things. Do you guys have any questions about any of those things? Dietary restrictions. Not at all. Doesn't limit you at all. Especially if you're going to buy your own food and do your own cooking. And when you do go to someone's house to eat, you just say, hey, these are my restrictions. And just be careful what you eat. And so when our missionaries really struggle, and many of them do, most of them do, at some point in their mission, missions are not always going to be easy, right? Have any of you ever climbed Timpanogos? Any mountains? No, it's great, right? But it's hard. That's like a mission. It's hard. At some point, and sometimes it's just really hard, and they struggle. And so sometimes they just need help to go to a counselor. And so they'll come and talk to me, and then I'll hook them up with a counselor, and they'll spend as many sessions as they need to with a counselor to get the tools that they need for their particular problems that they're overcoming. It could have been trauma in their past. Could have been just you know, not feeling like they're a successful missionary and they're just struggling with self-esteem. Could be companionship, unity, things like that. And the counselor, I'm not a counselor, but we have counselors that help our missionaries. We had a hand over here. Pajama days. They have a, what's called a preparation day. So missionaries get a preparation day, which in this mission is Mondays. So as soon as they wake up, they have all day until 6 p.m. to do their preparation. And so that's when they can wear their pajamas all day if they want. Except if they go out, they have to wear their missionary clothes. So when they go to the store to buy groceries, they do have to wear their missionary clothes. So no pajama day there. But when they're in their apartments, they could do pajama day. That's the day for them to rest. It's the day for them to call their families. That's the day for them to type all their emails. Lots of them go on activities. So lots of our missionaries will go, let's see, a group went bowling the other day. They'll go hiking here in Utah. They go on picnics. They do stuff with other missionaries. That's fun. Great question. I think I saw a hand over here. Okay, good question. So dietary restrictions, different countries. So when you fill out your papers as a missionary, you need to put as much information as you can. So when you fill out your papers, be very, just regurgitate all the information about your diet and anything that you might struggle with. Put everything in that paper so that when the apostles look at your paper and your stake president looks at that paper and recommends you for a mission, and the apostles look at it and go, okay, this person has some, maybe a celiac disease. We don't want to send them somewhere where they can't get the food that they need. And so they would send you to a mission that will keep you safe and healthy where you can still serve as a missionary. Great question. Yeah, great question. So she asked about attire. What do you wear on a mission? Obviously, dresses are still in style as a missionary. However, sister missionaries can wear pants. They have to be like slacks, not like yoga pants or yoga capris or anything. And when you go to meetings, like leadership meetings, like a meeting with president or a zone conference, church, obviously, you would always still wear a dress. And then when you're out proselyting or out doing your walking or service, you can wear pants, but it's not t-shirts and pants. It's you still want to dress up. You still want to look like a missionary because how you look is a reflection on that you're a servant of the Lord. So we asked to wear nice tops, blouses, very modest, of course, and still look like you are a missionary. Great question. That's a great question. The question was, would anyone be disappointed as a young woman if you didn't serve a mission? A mission for a young man is a priesthood responsibility. Remember at conference, President Nelson? Young men should serve a mission. That's a priesthood responsibility. And what did he say about the young women? It's an option. And no one's going to be disappointed if you're prompted to serve a mission, that's great. The Lord will use you in his missionary army. But if you feel prompted to not serve a mission, that's okay. That is not a priesthood requirement for you. The three things to bring on a mission besides all of that other stuff is, one, a testimony of Jesus Christ, and along with that, Joseph Smith, Book of Mormon, Testimony of Living Prophets and Apostles. So, testimony of Jesus Christ, your testimony. Bring your testimony. Okay, two, read the Book of Mormon. Read the Book of Mormon before you come. Okay, at least once. Having read the Book of Mormon on your own, not just with your family, but on your own before you come. And three, a desire to serve. Let me just finish with this. I encourage you, write down Doctrine and Covenants section 4. This really is a marvelous work, and President Nelson calls it the greatest work. And you're already doing it. You're starting to do it. People can see the light of Christ in you right now, and that is sharing the gospel. So I encourage you to do that. I would like to invite you to read Doctrine and Covenants section 4. This is the missionary section in the Doctrine and Covenants. It talks about that this is a marvelous work, and you can all be a part of it. And it teaches you some things that you can do to be a missionary, okay? I just want to bear you my testimony, sisters, that this is a great work. And the Lord will be very pleased with your service or whatever you choose to do as you continue to share your life. You do not need to have a badge to share the gospel. Each of you can be missionaries right now. So I want you to know that I love my Savior, Jesus Christ, and I know that this is his work, and it is joyful. It is joyful to be a part of his army and to work in his vineyards and to share the knowledge of Jesus Christ. There's people out there that don't know about Jesus Christ. They don't know about the plan of salvation. And we can teach them and we can share that with them. People say to us all the time, I didn't even know what I was missing, or that filled up my heart that I didn't, there was a hole there I didn't even know that was there. And we can give them that great joy. I know that this is the gospel of Jesus Christ, that this is God's church on the earth today. And we have living prophets and apostles. President Nelson is a prophet. Joseph Smith is a prophet of God. And he was called by God to restore this gospel and to give us the revelation of the Book of Mormon. I know that the Book of Mormon is the Word of God. And it's the Liahona for our lives, that as you open up the pages of the Book of Mormon, God will talk to you. When you want to talk to God, you pray. But when you want God to talk to you, you can open up the Book of Mormon and read his words and hear what he wants to say for you. This is the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. And I testify that it is the happiest place to be on the covenant path. We're so blessed to know the plan of salvation, to have the great joy that we have. And I say that in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Latter-day Saint Home Educators is a nonprofit, all-volunteer organization dedicated to providing inspiration to homeschool families. We hope you enjoyed this record. If you are interested in listening to more recordings or would like to participate in a future conference, please visit our website at ldshe.org.